That might be it. We'll call the Gage County Board of Supervisors meeting to order for Wednesday, September 20th, 2023 at 8:45 on the clock. We'll begin with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The Open Meetings Act is on the wall to my left, attendance by observation. Jurgen Schuler, Team and Doran, Swavely, and Lytle. Ms. Axby is out of town on business today. First is the consent agenda. Approve the general agenda. Approve minutes of the meeting held September 6th, 2023. Approve all claims through September 20th, 2023 in the amount of $552,749.58. Accept claim number 2309024-7 to Hard Rock Quarries in the amount of $3,109.36. And claim number 2309025-6 to RL Team Inc. in the amount of $151,536.61 to be voted on separately below. Approve and place on file correspondence received. Approve receipt of $24,458 for the 2021 Child Support Enforcement Incentive through the county attorney. Approve specifications and call for bids on 23-24 snow removal for the courthouse, sheriff jail, veterans office, former bus stop location, and parking lots. Bids to be opened October 4th, 23 at 9:15 a.m. Approve canceling check number 2309033 issued to Eric Colson in the amount of $37.62. Check number 2309034 issued to Nathan Dorn in the amount of $36.31. Check number 2309035 issued to David Duplessy in the amount of $67.75. And check number 2309036 issued to Lucinda Evans in the amount of $57.27. Due to amount submitted for payment was incorrect and canceled check number 2301043 issued to IAPE in the amount of $65. Approve sheriff's distress warrant report. Approve receiving treasurer's list of delinquent taxes on parcels of real estate in Gage County which remain unsold for want of bidders and directing the county treasurer to issue county tax sales certificates. Approve utility permit number 1285 to NextLink. NextLink will be installing new fiber lines per the submitted DSA Virginia. All new fiber lines will be installed in the county right-of-way per NextLink plans. NextLink will be installing fiber lines for DSA Virginia between Hackberry to Linden Road, between 80th Road to 190th DSA Virginia plans for details and locations will be available in the Highway Department office located in Logan, Philly, Rockford, and Sherman Townships. Approve utility permit number 1286 to Mid-America Pipeline Company, LLC. Mid-America Pipeline will be performing a pipeline repair on a propane line approximately 1,500 feet east of Highway 77 on Oak Road. Dig site will be a 10-foot by 10-foot excavation in the north grader ditch. Mid-America will be providing traffic control if necessary, located south of Section 34 Riverside Township. Approve utility permit number 1287 to Steve and Sandy Costell. Mr. Costell will be boring a new irrigation pipeline under Southwest 61st Road, located southeast quarter of Section 25 Glenwood Township and southwest quarter of Section 30 Paddock Township. Approve utility permit number 1288 to Windstream Nebraska, LLC. Windstream will be installing new communication lines to a residence at 2331 West Ash Road. Starting at pedestal 12BDI, Windstream will be boring a 2-inch diameter line by 60-inch deep under Ash Road to the edge of right-of-way and continue work on private property located south of Section 9 and north of Section 16 Highland Township. Approve utility permit number 1289 to NextLink. NextLink will be installing new fiber lines per the submitted DSA number 5 East Beatrice. All new fiber line will be installed in the county right-of-way per NextLink plans. NextLink will be installing fiber lines for DSA number 5 East Beatrice from Elm Road to Linden Road. between South 1st Road to 94th Road. DSA number 5, East Beatrice. Plans for details and locations will be available in the Highway Department office, located in Logan, Midland, Riverside, and Rockford Townships. Approve addendum number 1 to DSA number 1 Pickerel permit number 1270 to NextLink. NextLink will be installing new fiber lines per an addendum to the approved DSA number 1 Pickerel. All new fiber lines will be installed in the county right-of-way per NextLink plans. NextLink will be installing fiber lines for DSA number 1, addendum number 1, from Hickory Road to Dorsey Road, between 13th Street to South 10th Road, located in Midland Township. I would ask for a motion to approve the consent agenda as presented, unless there's any items that the board would like pulled off.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Moved by Swavely, second by Schuler. Any discussion on the consent agenda? If not, please vote. 6 in favor. Motion carries. Regular agenda. Approve or disapprove claim number 2309-0247 to Hard Rock Quarries LLC in the amount of $3,109.36 and claim number 2309-0256 to RL Tiemann Inc. in the amount of $151,536.61. This would bring the total amount of claims paid through September 20th, 2023 to $707,395.55. These are both companies I'm involved with.
Motion to approve.
Moved by Juergens.
Second.
Second by Dorn. Any discussion? Please vote. 5 in favor, with Tiemann abstaining. Motion carries. Good morning. Comments from the public or requests for future agenda items for the Board of Supervisors.
You can get up. You wanted to make comments?
Yes, I did. Yep.
Thank you, Dave.
There was communism in this country. Apparently, I'm one of the oldest here.
Sir, would you give your name and address for the record just so?
Ralph M. Bodie, 70688-606 Avenue, Liberty, Nebraska, 68381.
Thank you, sir.
And this is inclined to be maybe offensive to some of you, but I lived through the Cuban Missile Crisis, communism. I lived through the Vietnam War and watched 50,000 men die there in communism. We see what's happening now in Ukraine with Russia. Communism again. And we invite the communists here to raise hogs in America? 3 years ago, I sold my hogs at the sale barn, and I got 15% of what the value should have been. And you know how that happened? Well, I realize it now, and I'm not criticizing you, but I'm waking you up to what's happening to us. They've created a mess in this country by taking the farm and removing the mortgage lifter, which are hogs. Nobody raises hogs anywhere, and that's wrong. And that's due to what's happening in Smithfield and all the other organizations that are owned by communists. Don't you realize that communists own us now? We've let the federal government dictate to the state what they can do, and the governor has huge quantity of these hog operations in eastern Nebraska, all the way from the Platte River Valley north. Now, in Missouri, they've destroyed the water table with antibiotics. And they're doing the same thing with nitrogen north of the Platte River. The governor is part of that. I went to see him 2 or 3 weeks ago, right when before Labor Day, and he wasn't even available. His office was closed for renovation, and the lieutenant governor also. I asked a construction worker there that approached me about who I was wanting to see, and I couldn't even see either one on a Friday morning early. Now, that's not right. And there was no sign on the door saying where they moved their offices to. He didn't even know. So, you see, there's nobody responsible. It starts with us, the people. And you folks are elected to do what you need to do. In Pawnee County, the Board of Supervisors took advantage of uninformation, never contacted the Pawnee Republican to understand that they were going to have a meeting there. The Board of Supervisors initially took advantage of that time. They passed it with one meeting to have four hog operations into Table Rock area. Now, I'm not against free enterprise, but I'm against communism, and we should all be that way. When you have a nation that loses 50,000 people, and what we've seen in Vietnam, you should know that already. None of you are that old that don't know that. But we are in big trouble here by even thinking about authorizing hog operations of such magnitude to destroy the water table with antibiotics and the fact that nitrogen will get on the water table. And I'll tell you what, I'm going to check my water all the time if you do this. And I'll burn this place down with knowledge. I mean, this is not a no-brainer. Do you think that you want all kinds of drugs in the society? Well, we're distributing it right through communism, and it's not right. And I just want you to please have the knowledge to do what you need to do to refuse these operations close to Liberty and anywhere else in the county. Take a stand. This is not right. We all oppose communism, I'm sure, unless you're a communist. Nobody needs to have this happening to us now. And you're going to wreck the underground water table real soon. And I can assure you it will happen. Like they had the lowest 35 units closed in North Missouri. And besides that indication here that they've closed that down, the New American Magazine would be a good magazine for you to all subscribe to, because I learned a lot from the John Birch Society. And the John Birch Society means a lot to all of us. Now, you might think it's out of line, but not to be mean-spirited here, but in Pawnee County, there's a lot of people that are Masons. And that doesn't belong in America either, because it's a secret organization. And my dad was part of that, my mother was part of that, but they never were at the 33rd degree. And if you don't know those information, that information, you should learn it. I'm not being mean-spirited to anybody, because we're all informed or uninformed in many ways. So I want you to consider not doing this condition in Liberty for sure. And remember, your responsibility is to the Republic for which it stands. That flag means something to me. I hope it all means something to everyone here, because I served my time in the military, and I served it well. Thank you. Any questions?
We're not allowed to converse back and forth at public comment, but we do appreciate you coming in, sir.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Would anyone else like to speak at public comment? Please give your name and address for the record, sir.
My name is Clint Rule. I live on 60619 710th Road, Liberty, Nebraska. And I would like to remind the people that on June 28th, it was brought to the attention that the road was unsafe and we needed to address the issue. And it seemed like the people from this CAFO were not concerned about safety or laws until we held their feet to the fire and made them come up with a route. And I'm concerned that it's going to be the same when they go to applying the manure and where they apply it and the available acres, that they're not going to comply until we hold their feet to the fire. And I would also like to say I respect the veterans. My mom had six brothers and two brother-in-laws that served, and one of them was in Omaha Beach. And his son was a belly gunner on a helicopter in Vietnam. And I'm just kind of concerned as to what we're telling our veterans when we just give away our quality of life to a foreign entity. Because our quality of life means a lot to us there in our community. It's been twice in the past month that they have a hog confinement east of us about 5 miles, and it's pretty good size, and they have one of these injectors like what they're going to be using with Summit Farms, and we could smell it twice already 5 miles away. And when they tell us it's not going to stink, I really struggle with that, because if we can smell it 5 miles away when it's right across the road and right across the fence from us, when they apply this, it will stink. And it's going to be a situation to where we've been in, locked up all winter long in our house, and we want to get out in the spring and do our garden work and that, we're going to have to wear a mask. It's going to stink so bad, because I'm telling you, 5 miles away, we could smell it when they inject it in the ground. Across the fence, across the road, it's going to be nasty. And even in the fall, when we're trying to do our fall work, that's when they're going to be injecting it after the crops are out, and it's going to stink. I'll tell you, there's no way to get around that. My veterans goes deep. I had a boy that's a veteran. I have a dad that was a veteran. I just got back from Texas. My grandson graduated from Air Force boot camp. He wants to serve. And I think we need to respect our veterans and not give away our quality of life to a foreign entity. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Would anyone else like to speak at public comment? If not, we will move on to committee reports. All right. Building and grounds, Winter Lakes, Mr. Swavely.
David, you want to come up and bring us up to date?
Good morning.
Morning, Dave.
Few things that we had. Masonry Construction is working on the north wall, just working off of scaffolding. They will bring in a lift here soon to start working on the south and east and west walls. That's moving right along. They did run into a lot of very hard mortar that almost appeared to be cement in there, and a lot of caulking, but they are making good headway, and they're reinstalling the mortar joints now. So that project, I think, is going well. One thing we did decide, we're going to tear that little structure off of the north side when they infill that, and now we're thinking of just leaving that there as long. If it's a rainy day or something, when they get the limestone in, they might need that protection, and that'd be a good day for them to work inside of there. So we're going to leave that on for a little bit longer yet. Acoustical panels, we have all those up but one, and they work very well. Brian Davidson could really tell a difference as far as the biggest problem is when it does get noisy in the hallway, it just gets noisier and noisier as people try to talk and it's bouncing all around. Well, that eliminated a lot of that. So he's very happy with the panels up there. And otherwise, we're just reseeding the parking lot areas and Sheriff's South Side. That was something I was going to do last year, last fall, and it was just so hot and dry last fall that I thought I'd have better luck this fall. So we did get it seated, and now we're just trying to get that going. So that's pretty much all we had.
Happy anniversary late, Dave.
Thank you.
The other night, there was a public hearing here for the joint public hearing, and Dave and his wife were over to make sure everything was shut down and put away and out for a walk that evening. But yeah. Happy anniversary.
Thank you very much.
Equalization. Patty gave us a report this morning, just a real brief. I guess she didn't give us a report. She's kind of let us know. Values went up a lot this year. It sounds like about 20% across the county. There's been a lot of heartache over the valuation changes. Unfortunately, with the way property is selling, she has indicated to us that we're already lower than what we're supposed to be again. The state's indicated to her that farm ground's around 60% with the recent sales. She has to be 69 to 72%, I believe. And houses are in the lower 80s now. She has to be 92 to 100 on those. So valuations are increasing at an incredible rate. She bumped a lot of property up already, but we will be looking at valuation increases again next year. I think it was four years ago, we had sustained about a $60 million loss countywide. Valuations all went down, and then it took 2 years to get back to break even or to where we were, and now valuations are climbing very quickly. Valuations do not mean tax increases if your taxing agencies are going about things and monitoring their budgets. Valuations only mean tax increases if tax asking from agencies remains high. I will thank the county board. This is the second year in a row where we've had actual tax decreases. I don't know that that's realistic next year. It could be. We'll see what the times bring, but I know everything's going up very quickly. But we'll try to be frugal and as responsible as we can, but be ready for valuation increases again. Finance and insurance, Mr. Juergens.
Large ticket items. Axion Enterprise Incorporated, Taser Certification, $14,400. Naylor Law Office, attorney fees, $10,131.75. Beatrice Concrete, Sand and Gravel, Rock and Gravel, $54,926.84. RL Team of Construction, Gravel and Hauling, $151,536.61. Sat Brothers Fuel Oil, $36,426.64.
Human Resources, Employee Relations. Nothing really to report on that. Law Enforcement, Emergency Management, Mr. Lytle.
It looks like Gus has something for us today.
Not a lot, just a little update. I handed out to you earlier before the meeting started, kind of the last 2-3 weeks, what's been happening with our calls for service and everything else been going on. Deputy Trimble is in her third week at academy and doing well, from what I've been told, so that's a good thing. The investigators have been executing a lot of search warrants on ongoing cases we have. We had forensic training for all the deputies, about two and a half days worth of it, for equipment we have now for crime scene and accident investigations. This helps us give 3D overall pictures, so Roger will really like that outfit. And the horses are continuing to do well and gain weight, so it's all good news. And that's all I have. Questions? Anything?
You're good.
Okay. Thank you, Sheriff.
Yeah. Lisa's got a little bit something for us this morning also. So.
Good morning,
everybody.
Just to bring you up to date with just some upcoming meeting will be the zoning meeting, which is planned for next Tuesday night. Audience, we want you to also be reminded of that, too. Next Tuesday night, the meeting starts at 6:30. On the agenda, we do have a hearing plan for a special use permit for Generations for Agriculture, which is for a commercial agriculture business. That was the one that you previously had on discussion. So that will be coming up. We will also, at this time, it looks like, can continue the discussion on the CAFO in Island Grove. And then just to let you know that the county, along with Island Grove Township and the school district, and also the applicants, did meet yesterday to begin some conversations on the road issues and so forth, and then Mark can report on the Manelli report and so forth of the findings. But those, as of yesterday, that conversation did start. So questions for me?
Hog ownership and building ownership on that. We've heard, you know, the Chinese, and I've heard the Chinese buying these hogs, owning property, different things. Is that where the hogs are going, or where is that? What information do we have on the hog ownership? Who owns the building? Who owns the, on this proposed building in Island Grove, who owns the building? Who owns the hogs? And where are they intended to go? I guess just out of curiosity.
Sure. So I can only disclose what, you know, I have the information off the application. The co-applicants are Dean Otto as the landowner, and then the building being owned by Summit 5. And then what has always been disclosed at our hearing is that the pigs in operation will be maintained by Livingston's out of Fairbury. In fact, they were at our meeting yesterday to talk about the operations, day-to-day, and then, assume traffic and so forth. It was just not disclosed at any of the meetings that I attended where the hogs were going to be marketed. I don't have that information.
I know that's not on the permit, but just since it was brought up, I wanted to ask.
Mr. Livingston talked about it. I mean,
okay.
Some of that stuff yesterday, just briefly. And again, it's Midwest.
Yep.
That's where it goes after that.
Yeah, they're contracted, obviously, but I don't, those are contract negotiations. I don't have that information.
I know that's not part,
that's
of,
not
the
part
building,
of the application process.
I just wondered. Mr. Schuler.
I asked Mitch to where Mitch Baum, who worked for Summit in Iowa, mm-hmm. where he thought they might be marketed at, and he says, probably St. Joe. Didn't tell me the company or anything, and I didn't investigate that, but that was a comment.
But that could go anywhere. I'm assuming that's just a packing house somewhere. So it could be going anywhere still.
Yeah, they're not locked into any place, the impression I got.
I know that's not a zoning.
More likely St. Joe.
I just wondered since we.
That's all I obtained.
Thanks. All right, thank you.
Thanks, Lisa. 6 o'clock Tuesday night. 6:30 Tuesday night.
Sorry, 6:30 is the meeting, and 6:45 is the hearing for the new
facility.
Thank you, commercial ag, and then meeting to continue on discussion. So,
did you have discussions? There was talk about meeting with the school superintendents, possibly, or the bus.
The
over
school
the bus
was at the meeting yesterday.
As well,
that was part of that meeting.
That was part of the meeting yesterday, and as well as Barnson was invited.
Liberty.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I don't know if they had anybody there, but we invited everybody that the Planning and Zoning Commission asked us to.
Fantastic, and I don't know. Did you say that? I was writing notes down. The attorney, County Attorney Roger, Mark, Barnston, Liberty. Island Grove.
Back up. No Barnston. Barnston Township wasn't. It was Village of Liberty, Island Grove Township, the applicants, the county, and Lewiston School District was there.
Okay.
So, yep.
It was real good.
It was input. A good meeting.
Real good meeting. Lisa and Mark did a real good job as far as addressing. The primary reason we had the meeting pursuant to PNC's request was the safety factor on the road, and that was very good discussion, and it continued after the county officials left. Mr. Schuler was also present.
That was brought up that the road currently wasn't safe for school buses, so that was something that needed to be addressed right away. But I'm sure you'll give a presentation on that meeting Tuesday.
Yes.
You or Mark or someone.
We're hoping for additional information to come in, and they were given the opportunity to both work together, which they did. We stepped away and initiated the conversations. So, okay.
Thank you, Lisa.
Yeah.
Road and Bridge, Mr. Juergens.
Normal work continuing. One thing in my area, I know. Last year and a half, what I call the Colgrove Road has been a hot topic for me down there. Complaints. But I've had a couple compliments. Mark's been able to add some gravel, I think, in places. And finally, people are backing off those issues on that road, and also other roads down there getting some gravel, and it seems to help over the rock that was been used on it. The only other thing is, and this has nothing to do with county, but in that area, from Highway 8, 112 South to Hanover, the state is overlaying that road. They're making good progress on it, and it'll be a huge improvement because that's heavily trafficked road, with especially this time of year, a lot of grain, things like that, a lot of other truck traffic, too, going to Hanover. It looks to me possibly they could be done with that this week. I don't know that for sure. I'm sure there's turning lanes, some other things that's put in. And as that being said, I know Highway 8 has taken a toll down through that area with heavy truck traffic this year. And I've been assured by Senator Dorn that that road, stretch of road, I think it's from the Jefferson line all the way through 112 North, will be the same process that they did on this, and it was widened out, shouldered, everything. So it'll be a huge improvement down there whenever that gets finished up. That's all I got.
Thank you, Mr. Juergens. Anything else for Road and Bridge? If not, we will move on through the agenda. Approve or disapprove agreement between Gage County and the Beatrice Area Chamber of Commerce for two additional years, effective July 1st, 2023.
Move to approve.
Second.
Moved by Lytle, seconded by Swavely. And this is the Gage County Tourism Agreement. Any discussion on this contract? Roger, have you gone through this?
Basically the same contract we've had, just changed the years.
I think it was updated a little bit the last time we did it.
And this is more or less just a pass-through for dollars from lodging tax that would go to the tourism. It's, once again, a state-regulated program that we just administer.
The dollars are spent on the deals that are come here and we vote on the projects. Yep.
And Mr. Lytle sits on the tourism committee.
And Don. Don's the
Mr. Schuler and Mr. Lytle. Any other discussion? Please vote. Six in favor. Motion carries. Approve or disapprove agreement between Gage County and the State of Nebraska Department of Transportation on statewide upgrading existing stop sign location of rural roads. This is the stop sign program. Mark, do you want to touch on this at all? Just for the public, a brief overview of what this program is.
This was brought to our county attention from the NDOT. They asked all counties in the state of Nebraska to come up with a list of intersections that needed a stop ahead and or stop sign and get that to them end of last year. And then once they got the list from all the counties that wanted to participate, they went to the federal government and got a grant to do this. So this will be replacing post signs, adding reflectors, and adding stop aheads with post at locations for approximately 360 locations, I think is what I turned in. So,
and these aren't new stops. These are not new locations. These are just
replacing. These are existing locations, replacing existing stop signs that are already there with new posts. They're adding reflectors, and that's about the only thing that's changing. But anything that just has a regular stop sign, that's the way we kept it labeled. Anything that had a stop ahead and a stop sign, those were listed as an option for a stop ahead and a stop sign. So,
and Mark, this is the program where you receive a grant.
The NDOT receives a grant. Everything is ordered as a package deal, dropped at our county office. Our crews will install the sign.
So replacing stop signs or just signs that needed posts?
Replacing,
is it moving or?
At those intersections, it's just replacing the sign post and or stop ahead sign.
Okay, because wasn't that many years ago, 3-4 maybe, that we put high-vis stop signs throughout the whole county?
Yes, some of those stop signs, if they are high-vis, we can reuse them at other locations.
These are going to have the reflective tape down the post. When you come up to them, you see that, then you can see the stop sign real well when it comes to it.
So we're not throwing away the high-vis signs, no. Is what you're saying?
No. Okay. We will reuse them at lower traffic intersections as need be.
And the state funded this?
State funded this.
And that was funded by the feds?
Correct.
Which is funded by?
Us.
Us, in general.
On borrowed money.
Which was why I was making sure we weren't wasting money on new signs when we already had high-vis signs that were new.
I am picking up what you're laying down, Mr. Weidel. Any additional discussion? Please vote. We do not have a motion on this item.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Moved by Juergens, second by Swavely. Any additional discussion? Please vote. 6 in favor. Motion carries. Approve or disapprove resolution number
23-15.
23-15 on signing of the upgrading of stop sign projects program.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Moved by Juergens, second by Swavely to approve resolution 23-15. Please vote. 6 in favor. Motion carries. Approve or disapprove resolution 23-16, setting 23-24 tax request at a different rate than the 22-23 tax request.
Move to approve.
Second.
Moved by Lytle, second by Swavely. This, of course, will bring the mill levy to a different number than the previous year. Do you want to say anything else on this before we get into budget discussion?
I don't think so. And I didn't look at it. Do you have it that I publish?
I do not. I took that in my pickup the other night.
Do you have the budget hearing notice by any chance? But other than that,
I took that with me and I did not bring it back with me.
This is what our tax request is now, and this is what it would be.
This?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
There you go. So our, let's see here.
This is the new amount right here.
Our tax mill levy last year was 0.341630. We would be looking to change that to 0.293388. And we'll talk about this more before we pass the actual budget. This would be resolution just stating that we will be changing that. We will be lowering that. So I don't know if anyone wants to discuss this any further before we go into actually approving the budget. If not, we have a motion by Lytle, second by Swavely, to approve resolution 23-16, which would set a different tax rate for 23-24 than in 22-23. Please vote. 6 in favor. Motion carries. Now, resolution 23-17 would be adopting the county budget for fiscal year 23-24. Before discussion, I guess I would ask for a motion and a second.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Moved by Dorn, second by Swavely, to approve resolution 23-17 adopting the 23-24 budget. As I said, the mill levy, the tax rate in 22 was 0.341630. The proposed 23 mill levy is 0.293388. Of course, that doesn't mean much. Valuations are way up. Mill levy should come down. But in this budget, as presented, in 22, our property tax request was $11.77 million. In 23, our property tax request is 11.053. So it's approximately a $720,000 decrease in tax asking on property from the year before. That equates to about a 6% decrease. Last year, from 21 to 22, that was about a 7% decrease. We were saying 6.67, but it actually ended up a little bit more. So if we go back a year, we were about 7% down. This year, we're an additional 6% down in tax asking. That will not continue forever, but some of that is Beatrice 6. Some of that is different offices not spending out what's in their budget. If you get to the end of the year and there's money left and you don't spend it, that goes against what we would take the next year from the taxpayer. So each of the offices not spending their budget just because it's there, that's helped us keep the tax asking down. Part of that is different offices, such as the clerk's office, bringing in grant money. Last year you brought in, do you remember how many dollars came in last year?
$500,000, I think, total.
Somewhere around $500,000. That $500,000 goes back into the general fund. Each of those items that we can bring in or retain is money that we don't have to take from the taxpayer the next year. So we've also trimmed some staff, and we've tried to work a little more efficiently. All of those items keep working back towards lowering that tax rate. Now inflation is going up, cost of living is going up. We can't realistically always be cutting things back, but I think the county's done a very good job over the last multiple years at running as frugally as possible and trying to be efficient. We're government. We're not going to be efficient, but we need to always strive for that. Valuations are up about $320 million throughout the county. So we're moving in a good direction. Not all of that's new investment, but there is new investment in the county. There's more new investment coming. The best way to offset taxes is to get investment into our county, get dollars spent here, get people to build and do things. So there are positives here. At the joint public hearing, we heard different discussions from different taxation agencies. Like I said, whether it's the county, school boards, village boards, people need to be involved with those ahead of time. So at budget time, it's a little late, but leading up to that, I mean, Mr. Juergens has brought that up multiple times. Rural fires, we saw some of the rural fires lower their budgets for the first time in a decade, probably. There's no reason to take money just because we can. Any questions on the budget? Or any points you guys want to bring up that we talked about in weeks past? Mr. Juergens.
You know, and when you say that drop, that is a decrease in spending from the county. I mean, it's unusual that you'll see a board decrease their spending. But we've done this now for 2 years in a row. We understand the pressure of the taxpayers out there. And, I mean, it's a small part of it, but we're trying to do our part to keep everything as minimal as possible.
While still giving the services.
Yes.
Yeah, services have still been provided. We haven't cut services. I would make the argument we're providing more services than before, just with less money. Unfortunately, like Mr. Juergens said, when you look at your tax certificate or your tax sheet for property, the county is a small portion of that overall tax burden, but every organization has to do their part trying to keep that down.
And I don't have exact figures, but I'll just go by memory. A large part of that asking is the roads department, approximately $6.5 million are spent down, not all spent, but are appropriated to the roads department. So that's a large share of our cost, you know, through the county. And the second large one is the sheriff's department.
roads, sheriff, jail, three big pieces of infrastructure that we have at the county. All necessary, all expensive, unfortunately. But I will say, too, the sheriff and I have talked a lot, not so much this year, but in years past. The jail's running very well, staying under budget. The sheriff's worked really hard to try to stay under budget on things. There are unforeseen things. We have to pay for medical for prisoners, all kinds of things we attempt to plan for. And I really feel like all of that's gotten better over the last several years even.
Don't be like Terry in the roads.
Yeah, I don't want to say it's good. I mean, Terry says the roads are good and they all go to pot. But you try to make the best guess you can at that stuff, and it seems like it's going relatively well. Any additional discussion on our 23-24 budget, which started on July 1st already? If not, I would ask the board to vote on resolution 23-17. 6 in favor. Motion carries. Anything else for the good of the order? Bad of the order. Conversation. Mr. Shuler, do you want to bring up, you had a meeting that was coming up that you were...
Oh, in regards to alternative energy? Yes. I've got scheduled with John Hay, UNL Extension Educator, that is an expert on alternative energy. He's going to give a presentation and program to answer questions and provide information in Wymore on November 2nd, 6:30 at the Rural Fire Hall. And I will send out emails and do some notifications, but please mark your calendars if you're interested in information regarding solar and wind energy. And my purpose for this is more in concentration on solar energy, but John does a very good job, is very educated and knowledgeable, and can answer a lot of questions in regards to alternative energy.
With that, we do appreciate the public coming, and we do appreciate input from the public and the additional information you do bring in. Do you need this one signed?
Yep, everybody's got to sign.
There is a couple sheets that are coming around. I need each of you to sign before you leave, just based upon motions where we do have to have everyone's signatures. If there's nothing else, we will adjourn at 9:32 on the clock.
Holy shit.